I would have.
I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Can you handle someone else's success? Well, there was a Texas mother of a junior high school teen trying out for the cheerleading squad. She wanted her daughter to have a shot at the fame and glory on the sidelines of football games, but another girl consistently was chosen over her daughter. So she believed if she could eliminate her competition's mother, her daughter would have a shot at the team. She allegedly hired her brother-in-law to kill her competition's mother. Susan Barash writes in the book, Tripping the Prom Queen, that most women have their identities wrapped up in their perceptions of other women. For various reasons, some women compare themselves with other women, sisters, friends, co-workers, and peers. They do not see themselves separate from others or with separate destinies. She writes that they do not seek to rise and fall on their own merits, but by measuring themselves to those closest to them or to powerful women they know or see in the media. So instead of being happy for the success of another woman, there is a great fascination with women who fail rather than women of power who succeed. Martha Stewart's star rose higher after she went to jail. Hillary Clinton's stock rose after the Monica Lewinsky thing. Anna Nicole Smith received more media attention after her son died and her subsequent death. On The Apprentice, women competed with each other rather than competing for the prize. Barash says we unconsciously compete with stars like Oprah, Mary J. Blige, Beyonce. We enjoy them competing with each other, and we enjoy seeing them fail, gaining through another woman's loss. Well, that's what she thinks. I'm wondering what you think. Is this true or false? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Think, ponder, and respond.